I'm telling you, what's gonna help you?
Oh, Jimbo, what's going on?
Hold on a second. Yeah, just wrapping up a good day. What's up with you?
A good day. Tell me about your good day.
Oh, well, lots of business, darling. That's the bottom line. Just rocking and rolling. And all my custom designs that were picked up today were absolutely beautiful and fabulous, and everybody loved that.
Love that.
And I sold a lot out of the cases. That was nice stuff. And all my repair pickups, nobody bitched and complained. Everything was happy. So far, I'm living a charmed life. I think it's time to
I
go play the lottery.
love that for you.
And on top of that, I got notice on my, I went to my inbox. I noticed that somebody had sent me an email. And I always get excited because I like feeling like people know where I am. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
I got mail, email. So I go over to the email box there, and I open it up, and what do I see? I'm getting a package. It's like it's Christmas, and I'm trying to figure out who it's coming from, and I think it's from RDI. I'm not really sure, but I'm excited. So,
It is from RDI.
yeah, I'm really excited about it.
It's
Yeah,
only one
because I
diamond
know
at
it's got to
the
be
moment.
nice.
Yes. It's only
Oh,
one diamond at the
only
moment.
one?
Yes.
Okay,
But
what is that?
it is an oval. It is a C7
Okay.
oval.
Okay.
But it
All
is
right.
cool.
Well,
I think it's going to be
cost.
pretty much exactly what you're looking for.
Okay.
It's
Okay.
2463.
Yeah, that's not bad. Okay.
It's like, I
So,
think it's a
carat
104.
weight, specs, all that stuff is what?
It's a 104.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think that price point is a good price point to be in and to stick in, especially for what I'm doing. And I was just actually I kind of semi dreamed about it last night, to be quite honest with you.
Did you?
So, yeah, just a little bit. I don't know. It was kind of a snippet. I don't really know. I may have actually just thought about it yesterday while I was at work, but then thought I dreamed about it. I don't really know, because the days are blurring together, Miss Jackie.
Same.
That's the bottom line.
Very,
So, yep,
very much the
absolutely.
same. I will
Yeah,
tell
I came
you.
in at 8:30, and
Yep.
I'm here, now, and it seems like it was about 2 hours ago. So there you have it.
No, I know the feeling. I will tell you, this oval is giving Nerf football vibes. So.
Oh, good. Good. Well, that's really that's you know
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be completely and totally the measurements of a college regulation football, but I think if we can build something that looks like a football and give it to her, I think she'll be just blown away. So,
and I
and
think
he
you'll
you know
be pretty impressed with this one. I'm not gonna lie.
well okay all right
I'm
I'm taking
actually
your word for it.
excited to hear about it tomorrow, about what you think.
Is it also a Saturday delivery? Okay, good deal.
Yeah.
Good
Yep.
deal. So that way I can get started on the design for him, and then I can just ask max dollars. That's what I'm looking to do. Try to make a
Yeah.
little money this Christmas. I mean, I'm normally Jimbo.org, which I'm nonprofit. I'm here for the community.
Of course.
But if I can make some money, I would love to be, a for-profit organization this Christmas. That would be awesome.
Oh, I totally understand. We gotta, make
Yeah,
the
that's right.
bucks.
Do you ever see the old Saturday Night Live skit, The Change Bank?
Remind me, who's in it?
Probably not. But you know what it was? It's one of my favorite commercials, basically. And it was they do these parody commercials, and they have these very official looking people, and it looks like a commercial. You're watching Saturday Night Live, and then they leave, and it looks like a commercial, and it was for the Change Bank, and it was just really funny. And sometimes I feel like I'm the Change Bank. That is. And they basically the whole mission of the bank is to give change. They show the couple that's on the toll road, and they've got a dollar bill and a $20 bill, and they need to break it and to be able to pay their tolls. Well, how are they going to do it? Well, fortunately, there's a branch of the Change Bank right off the exit. But anyway, they were asking them, how does the Change Bank make money? And they say, well, it's just volume, and that's really how I make money. It's just volume. I'm not really
Right.
into profit, so. If you need 10 dimes, 100 pennies, whatever your change needs are, the change bank has it. So,
I
anyway.
have seen this one. I just pulled it up on my computer. I have seen this one before. It was a while ago, but it's been a minute since I've
Oh,
seen
it's an
this one
oldie but a
before.
goodie. But the thing is I just love it because it's just volume. It's very simple. That's how we make our money. That's what I do.
We
I just
just
sell so
make
much.
change. Yeah, I
That's
have seen this
right.
one before. I did like to, I used to
But.
watch a lot of Saturday Night Live growing up, so it's been a minute, but I
Yeah.
have seen this one.
Yeah, me too. So,
Yeah,
but
that's all.
anyway, thank you. Yep, thank you for the great service as usual. Sorry I can't get Melly from you, or I'd buy everything from you.
That's
So,
okay. And you can still get natural. It's just not lab.
How about moissanite?
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
I'm kidding.
Absolutely not.
Did I ever tell you that I was one of the first 36 dealers in the entire world to carry moissanite?
No, you did not.
Yeah, well, I was. Back in 1998, my partner in business at the time, he and I discovered there was a blurb in the Southern Jewelry Trade News,
mm-hmm.
and we were just fixing to open up our business. And I read about this company called Cree Research and this new discovery. They're going to start selling it as jewelry, basically, silicon carbide. And I became acquainted with them, and they sent a whole parcel of moissanite to us. And I sat down and looked at it, and it was really great at the time. And I remember there was this reporter called Diane Sawyer, and
mm-hmm.
she used to be on 2020. And she went up and down the East Coast trying to get appraisals on this quote-unquote moissanite. Nobody knew what it was, and they were giving her $20,000 and $30,000 appraisals and all this kind of stuff on it. But anyway, here's how out of touch they were. Cree Research was a manufacturing company, and they had no idea how to market the peas, how to market moissanite or anything like that. Not that I did. But I think their whole idea was start a groundswell with strong independent jewelers and so forth, and get a lot of word of mouth going and go that route. But anyway, we said, look, we want to be exclusive. You know, we don't want to start promoting this stuff here, and you're going down the street and somebody else can get it at their place.
Right.
And they said, okay. Well, I said, what will it take to be exclusive on moissanite? And the little rep, the rep that they had there came to us and said, yeah, they're willing to do it for 10,000 carats a month. If you can guarantee 10,000 carats, then they're willing to do it. And, that tells you right there how stupid and how out of touch those people were to think that a little independent jeweler who had only been open like 3 months would be able to sell 10,000 carats. And since then, it's just been now, you know what they said when we said, no, we'll just, we still want to be exclusive, but we're not going to carry it unless we are. I said, okay. So it was 10,000 carats to zero.
Mm-hmm.
So zero carat guarantee, and we got the exclusive. But we were one of the first 36 dealers in the entire world to carry it. And what's crazy about it, too, is watching how they have fumbled the ball every single step of the way. I mean, here's my opinion, and you can tell me. I would have liked to have seen them just introduce it as a gemstone.
Right.
And let the customer discover that it has qualities that actually look a lot like diamond.
Correct.
And it performs a lot like diamond. When they went head-to-head with diamond, it was one of the dumbest things they ever could have done. Everybody, of course, if you're comparing it to diamond, well, they can't be as good as. And
right.
So people keep, people in their mind equated it to CZ. Had they gone the gemstone route, I think they probably could have held their per carat. I think it could have had maybe an alternate to April's, birthstone being diamond. I mean, it could have been in the topaz range at least, But now with all the Chinese generics and all the crap they got out there, they can't give them away. $10, $20, $30. And people who bought moissanite from me back in the day, I'm not saying they're unhappy with me, but if you look at how much moissanite is right now, it's just, from what I was charging, it's a different story altogether.
Right.
But there you have it. So anyway.
Well, that's pretty great.
But I liked it because it was a great alternative to the natural when the cat couldn't do it. So if I had a semi mount sitting here, for $2,600 or $2,800 in platinum, well then he could slap a 1 carat moissanite in there but at the time we were charging almost $600 and eventually we got down to $383.
Mm-hmm.
But Charles and Colvard and that company, C3, and they one last thing, I'll let you go. You're probably not even listening to me, but
I am listening to you.
when they went with Stuller, that was the greatest thing they could do.
Yeah.
Is when they signed an agreement with Stuller, because every jeweler in America has a Stuller account. So
right.
Now everybody has access to moissanite.
Right.
Well, then you know what they do? They go in the undercut. Everybody they've ever been in business with, they screwed over. There's a thing called K&G. And this guy named Neil with K&G, and he went on Home Shopping Network, and he was K&G Manufacturing. He built a whole line, manufactured a whole line of moissanite jewelry, and he went on Home Shopping Network and all this kind of stuff. What's the jewelry channel? Anyway, he was on all these TV shows. trying to sell moissanite, which of course made us unhappy because we were trying to be exclusive and all this kind of stuff, but they didn't give a crap about us. And then they undercut Neil. They went straight with Stellar and basically just blew him out. And he lost a lot of money and almost everything out of that. So, anywho, there you go. Tales of the jury business. But they, you know, they could have done a lot better and a lot better by their customers and all that. Now that it's a little bit of step above CZ, and that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's kind of what's happening with lab-grown now, too, you know?
No, I agree with you. I think lab, my feeling on the lab is that, and it has been from the beginning, that it should be in your 5,000 and under budget crowd as an option.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that your people who can afford more will go with a natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, I don't see why that's a problem. You know,
I really don't.
Really I'm just
hurts,
like,
though?
What's that?
When you have somebody who walks in with a $60,000 budget and then they change their mind and go lab grown.
But see, you know, that person, honestly, I'm okay. I can make that sale, though. I mean, I understand. And I'll tell you this, from a logical standpoint, if you don't give a damn about any of the sentimental part of it and it's just a budget issue thing for you and you look at it, well, then, of course, lab's the way to go because it's the same product, you know, functionally. But I have had both sides of the spectrum sitting in my diamond room at the same time. I've had the mom who wants the natural, or the girlfriend that wants the natural, and I've had the man that wants, and the opposite. You know, I've had the opposite too. The man feels kind of like he's cheaping out on his fiance if he doesn't get her something, spend some money on her,
mm-hmm.
and spend, you know, something with value that it's, you know, not something you can be, you know, it's a bubblegum machine kind of thing.
Right.
And obviously, the fact that you can replicate it over and over and over and over and over again so quickly, and the value, I think eventually that's going to be a little bit of a ding. But if they would just not screw it over, you know, it's kind of like cultured pearls, too. You know, I used to sell a beautiful strand of cultured pearls once a quarter, and then fresh water comes in and just undercuts and people, and they didn't make a distinction. I mean, the industry wouldn't, you know, say it was okay not to make a distinction. It was just culture. Didn't have to tell anybody if it was fresh water or if it was salt water, Akoya.
Mm-hmm.
And people would walk in and their impression on what they should, you know, they used to be able to sell a $5,000 strand of cultured Akoya pearls a quarter. And then, you know, when fresh water came in, they killed it. So
yeah.
It's, you know, everybody expects to spend $299, $250, you know, $300. You know,
right.
Why they do that, and it's the same thing they killed tennis bracelets. I watch it. Just they strangle themselves chasing the dollar. They, you know, penny wise, pound foolish, in my opinion. But anyway, so.
People are crazy.
Wisdom from Hometown Jewelers, 4015 Veterans Court, Suite B. I'll send you the bill. No, I'm kidding with you. Thanks for listening to me. Now you need to send me the bill. Be my therapist here. Let me just talk. Since I work by myself, you just send me. You know, Jimbo, I get tired of listening to you. I just put you on mute.
Oh, no.
All right. No, I know. I can go on and on. And, you know.
I'll always gladly listen. I like listening. I like hearing stories.
Well, you know.
Stories are the reason this business even exists.
Well, I've got lots. I tell you, anytime you want to, you know, ask me to tell you a story, I will get some time. I'll tell you something. And same here too. Hey, how's the Christmas season? It looks like it's going to be banging. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think it's we're definitely feeling it. It's picking up quite a bit here, so I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, blew it out today. Blew it out. I had a pretty good week this week. All my repair people and all that are already behind. FedEx is already running a little bit behind. Everybody's, you know,
yep.
Looks like there's, you know, it's already bursting at the seams. It's only the 5th. So.
Yep. Same.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for the awesome stone. I know
no
it's going to be beautiful, and I appreciate all the great service you've been it's been a find to have
and
you
I'll,
as my rep. So I appreciate
I'll be here
you.
Tomorrow too. So I'm sure I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're going to be digging ditches with Jimbo tomorrow too.
That's
all right. That sounds good.
I'll talk to you.
You take care, Tammy.
All right.
Thanks
take
a lot.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.